This is the voice of Washington Agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
I'm Bob Larson. We talked yesterday about the importance of bringing a few pending trade deals across the finish line sooner rather than later. U.S. Meat Export Federation Chairman Kevin Jones says the two obvious deals with the USMCA and China would be nice to see before year's end.
Yeah, that would be on my Christmas wish list, right? Yeah, USMCA, get that ratified, get that out would be great. And some sort of Chinese agreement would be fantastic, yep.
The deal ratified recently by the Japanese, Jones says, is very good news.
We have basically a 30% reduction in tariffs going into there for beef and pork, and that'll drop the headwinds there, get us back on a competitive playing field with our competitors going into there. So looking forward to that.
Jones says while the Japan deal is great news and the USMCA and China would really help, there are other market possibilities out there as well.
We've got some of those issues that we need to get resolved, but I think we've got a good story, good opportunities overseas in a lot of different areas. One of the markets that we're looking at is Central America, South America. You know, those markets are still relatively small in the export side, but we're seeing good growth in all of those markets, so it's some on the horizon that we're looking forward to.
Tune in tomorrow for more on our trade outlook for 2020 and what Jones thinks could hold us up.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.